Then we need to go back and talk to you about you met somebody special along the way, somebody very special to you that lives with you today. And what is her name?
Donna. Donna. Mary Donna.
Mary Donna?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a nickname for her?
Duwana.
Duwana.
Yeah.
Only one.
Duwana. So yeah. Tell me how you two met.
Well, I had this tall friend. I was single, and I used what they called Hangover Square. It was a big complex like this. And one of the girls that lived there, young ladies that lived there, was named Joanne. And so she had a friend named Joanne. We had a pool out in the middle of the complex. And so I had met both of them out there. And so Joanne and Donna worked together. And she was about six. No, she wasn't quite six, but she's maybe 5'10", a lot taller than me. But we'd go to have coffee together, and she said, I have a friend I want you to meet. So she told Donna, she said, I've got this friend, and he's about, you're big, and he's about as ornery as you are, and I want you to meet him. And so that's how I met Donna. We dated for about 2 years and then got married.
And what year did you get married?
1964, I believe it was.
And so now, as you said earlier, you've been 60 years married. How many children did you have?
We have two boys and one daughter.
And what are their names?
Alan is the oldest, and then Laurie is my daughter. She's in the middle there. And then Jeff, my youngest son.
And how many grandchildren do you have?
I have three. Two sons, two grandsons, and one granddaughter.
And what do they do?
Well, my oldest grandson is in Columbia University in New York, and my other son is in Dallas, Texas, and so he's in with a big company down there. And then my daughter, of course, is married to Rob Glass. He's the head strength and conditioning coach at Oklahoma State University. And so my daughter and him are just very involved with everything, certainly the university. And then she sells cabbie clothes, and she's just busy. They're all busy. All my kids are busy.
Grateful for that, I'm sure.
Oh, you bet.
That's family gatherings. What was your favorite holiday?
Well, Thanksgiving is the one that seems to be the most productive for me. All my kids and all my grandkids except one got there, and so Thanksgiving is a beautiful time of the year, and I could get nearly all of my family, my children, grandchildren there, mm-hmm. and certainly my wife, Donna, or Duwana.
Duwana.
Yeah.
Did you and do you want to do much traveling in your life?
Oh, yeah. And when you're in optometry, and it is, I'm sure this was in all the fields, dentistry, and we had to have seminars. And, of course, we had seminars in Mexico. We had seminars on ships going to Alaska on cruises and in the Caribbean. We had, and then, of course, you go to Atlanta and you go to New York City. And they tried to make it real interesting to keep up with your education. You had to get 25 hours of education a year, and you had to get certified in CPR. It's a Red Cross. Yeah, we stayed busy.
This is about morality. Do you think it's different today than it was back 40s, 50s? Do you think we, as a nation? Talk to me about that.
Yes. Well, you know, It was, you were very cautious with your language, and they don't do that anymore. You can hear anything and everything on TV, and the radio sometimes too. But nevertheless, it didn't used to be that way. You didn't talk like that around women, and ladies had a special place, and you didn't use foul language like that, unless you wanted to join the Navy, and you could hear it all the time. But basically, it was a little different, and they just forgive a lot of things that weren't allowed then. It just wouldn't be. Now, the morality is totally different, I think, in my opinion.
I think that's, it's good for you to say that, because we've gotten so used to drifting to where we are that we have to stop and think of the way it was. So I'm glad I asked you that question. Do you have concerns about our country as we are moving on? Democracy, we're talking a lot about democracy these days because of the elections and all. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, John, if you just, and I know you probably study this better than me, but our forefathers set the, you know, the Bill of Rights up and all the other stuff that would be so good for us to live by and go by. Whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, and it wouldn't matter. But you didn't just try your best to hurt America, and you didn't try to keep feeding the difference between the blacks and the whites and the Latinos and the Latins. They didn't mean for that to happen. They didn't mean for that to be a problem. In other words, sure, you can be a little bit biased. We all are. And even in my optometric field, I had bias. There were a lot of guys that I'd say, oh, yeah, hi, how you doing? But I didn't want to hang around them. And so that means I'm prejudiced to some degree. But they're fanning the breeze or fanning the flames all the time, it seems like, to make it worse, but a division between the races in America. And our forefathers wouldn't have liked that, and it wasn't mean to set up the way they set it up, the Bill of Rights and the other things that we have on paper that, you know, shouldn't be, isn't meant to be.
Some of your proudest accomplishments, what would you say?
Well, I'm very proud of my family, my three children, and my wife is not Indian, and of course I'm, like I told you, an eighth Cherokee. And she said, I wish I was Indian. I said, well, you had three little Indians. And the fact that I have my wife and my children and my grandchildren, that's probably my greatest accomplishment. But it was nice to be serving my country. It was nice to go to college and graduate. It was nice to be in practice for so many years without a problem with, you know, my health and everything. Nothing kept me from going to work. And so I've just been so fortunate, and I believe in my country, I believe in the flag, I believe in the military, and I would wish for America to be more like it was when I was growing up than it is today. And I'm so concerned that my young people aren't sincere enough to think that they could lose their country and to go into maybe socialism first, and then socialism to me is a gateway to communism, and you're losing a little bit of your freedom as time wears away, and it seems so slight at the time, but when you add it up through the years, it's a lot.
Yeah. I think you've already alluded to this, things you wish you had done differently in your life and was probably studying and back then. Anything else that you had any regrets?
That's the main thing. I regret that I wasn't a better student. I love history. I just love it. But I didn't care much for it in school. And I think that sometimes your instructors and your teachers sometimes deal more about dates. If they just tell you a bit more about their geography and maybe what the people were thinking at the time this happened or this happened. History, it can be so interesting. Wish I'd been a better student and things like that. And there's other things. I can't pull up anything right now, but